This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to go to war against the coronavirus on the day that the United States passed the grim milestone of more than 250,000 dead from COVID-19. At a virtual discussion the president-elect held with healthcare workers on Wednesday, Biden promised to make such funding a priority when he takes office in January.
We've been unable to get access to the kinds of things we need to know about the depth of the stockpiles. We know there's not much at all. We get to the point where we have a sense of when these vaccines comes out, how they'll be distributed, who'll be first in line, what the plan is.
Congressional Democrats and Republicans generally say a new stimulus bill is needed, but they disagree on how much money should go to local governments. States are facing massive financial shortfalls as a result of lost tax revenue related to the pandemic that might threaten local health care systems, law enforcement, and education. New York City's school district, the largest in the United States, will halt in-person learning on Thursday. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says since the summer he had said schools will close if 3% of all the coronavirus tests performed citywide over a seven-day period came back positive.
We need to stick to that standard. And I want to emphasize to parents, to educators, to staff, to kids, that we intend to come back and come back as quickly as possible.
Darnay Foster's four kids are between 4 and 13. She says she doesn't know what to do except pull her hair out.
It's really hard for them to focus, and it's hard for me to stay on top of their work. So it is so much better when they're in school. But I also want them to be safe.
More than 2,000 students or staff in New York have tested positive since the start of the school year. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. Final results from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial showed its shot had a 95% success rate and 2 months of safety data. As Reuters' Soria Ali reports, that paves the way for the drug maker to ask U.S. government officials for an emergency authorization within days.
Pfizer's new rate would make it the highest of any candidate in late-stage clinical trials so far. Moderna on Monday released preliminary data for its vaccine, showing similar effectiveness, 94.5%. Both have raised hopes for an end to a pandemic that has so far killed more than 1.3 million people. Pfizer said the vaccine was well tolerated and that the only severe adverse side effect was fatigue, which affected 3.7% of recipients. It added that the efficacy of the vaccine was consistent across different age and ethnic groups, a sign that immunization could be employed broadly around the world.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Bahrain's foreign minister paid a history-making visit to Israel on Wednesday in the latest sign of warming ties following a series of U.S.-brokered normalization accords between Israel and Arab nations. Foreign Minister Abu Atif bin Rashid al-Zayani flew to Tel Aviv on a Gulf Air passenger plane, making him the first Bahraini minister to make an official visit to Israel. He held a series of meetings with top officials, capped by joint talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the visiting U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. Federal regulators have cleared Boeing's 737 MAX airplane to fly again. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The planes were grounded worldwide last year after two crashes within 5 months killed 346 people. Investigators had focused on anti-stall software as a cause. Federal Aviation Administration Chief Stephen Dixon lifted the grounding after a 20-month review, telling CNBC Squawk Box the software's been redesigned and the MAX is now safe.
And I would put my own family on it.
Still, Dixon says the FAA will inspect every new MAX before letting them fly. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
House Democrats have nominated Nancy Pelosi for two more years as Speaker. That puts her on track to be formally elected by the full House in January. Pelosi would be leading a smaller majority that's divided along ideological lines as it tries shepherding President-elect Joe Biden's agenda toward enactment. It's the first time the party is holding its leadership election